Give credit to Carolina. They did an excellent job today, obviously, in a lot of different areas. I thought early in the game we got some momentum. On our first, second drives, we were able to move the ball somewhat effectively. And from that time on, we had too many three and outs. We couldn't get any momentum going. Defensively, obviously, we knew we had to stop the running game. I thought we did a pretty good job for the most part. But they came in and made some big plays in the passing game. Obviously, Steve Smith made some great catches, one-on-one, double-teamed, and made some big plays when he had to make them.
Talk about opening up the 4-4 there, four linebackers, four defensive
linemen. Yeah, we just had Wesley Woodyard at the strong safety position. He's a guy that can play both, so it's not really a 4-4. He's a strong safety in the scheme and obviously a good tackler. We'll use him at that position. I'm not going to say how many times, but you know, he's got great speed, probably faster than most strong safeties in the National Football League, and starting to feel better about the coverage, with that scheme as well. So look for him playing some strong safety as well as a linebacker position.
Is that just kind of a catch 22 of facing Carolina, that if you try to load up against the run, then they have to do something?
Well, obviously. I mean, it could be a game plan, but he does have the ability to do that as well. Yeah, we thought we could be a little bit more effective in the running game than we were. The teams that haven't been very effective in the running game obviously have not had a lot of success against Carolina. We tried to establish the run, and we couldn't. I think that's one of the reasons why we weren't as effective as we normally are moving the football. But a credit to them. They stopped our running game, and they put us in a one-dimensional game, and it's hard to do against Carolina.
Mike, did you guys know about the San Diego situation as you were going out for kickoff? San Diego, Kansas City game.
I was aware of what happened, yeah. Our team wasn't.
Your team wasn't?
No.
How disappointing is it that you had an opportunity to clinch today, actually on two levels, and it just didn't happen?
Well, you can't worry about something you can't control relative to San Diego and Kansas City. I know it was a good football game. But we want to play our best football in December. Obviously, we didn't do that today. You know, you got to play very good in all areas, and we started the game fairly good on offense and couldn't get much going, and defensively, I thought we made some plays when we had to, but didn't play the pass defense like we could against a couple excellent wide receivers. So give them credit. Obviously, we can go back and get ready for Buffalo, look at the things we did poorly, obviously, tomorrow, and get ready for Buffalo in our backyard on Sunday. Pardon me? No. I think it's a broken bone in his hand. How badly it's broken, I'm not really sure. Well, because I've done it before, and all of a sudden you get 40, 50 yards, you got a couple timeouts left, you call a timeout, get us a couple slant routes, and you're going for the field goal. So we thought we'd get outside, and we did, but unfortunately didn't hold on to the ball.
Mike, any running backs stand out here? Any of your guys
are used? I'll have to look at film before I tell you that, but obviously disappointed in our turnover at the end of half. From a 7-point game to a 10-point game, that was disappointing. But we've got some guys that will get some playing time here over the next couple weeks and hopefully get better each week.
Why does it go down fullback to have a bigger?
Because you have to have a backup. You can't go in a one-dimensional game and have one fullback, and all of a sudden he goes down and you throw out your whole game plan. We weren't really sure what we were going to do. We had a few guys banged up during the week, and at the end we decided to go that direction. Not enough to play. We decided to keep him out. You would not have been able to play. I'm hoping, we'll get a chance. Hopefully he keeps on getting better, but wasn't able to go today.